From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Obama administration is giving a green light to expanded offshore oil drilling along parts of the East Coast and in Alaska. The controversial move is part of the president's broader strategy, also designed to promote alternative energy and curb greenhouse gases. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says meeting the country's energy needs will require setting aside old political battles. He took a step in that direction by embracing a policy that's traditionally associated with Republicans.
Today we're announcing the expansion of offshore oil and gas exploration, but in ways that balance the need to harness domestic energy resources and the need to protect America's natural resources.
The administration's new policy will open up parts of the Atlantic and Alaskan coastlines to new drilling, but keep some sensitive areas off limits. The administration is also preparing to finalize new fuel economy standards, requiring cars to get more miles for every gallon of gas. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
This week's heavy rain is causing rivers to overflow their banks in the Northeast. Forecasters say many rivers will crest today and tomorrow from New York to Maine. New Hampshire Public Radio's Elaine Grant has more from Concord.
In only 4 hours this morning, the Sauhegan River rose close to a foot and a half. Still, Merrimack Fire Chief Michael Currier says people who live along the river here know how to prepare for floods. Yesterday, the fire department distributed close to 1,500 sandbags to residents worried about rising waters. But Currier is more concerned that warmer temperatures this weekend will dry out woodland areas and raise the threats for brush fires.
It's funny how we're getting stuff ready. We've got the boats ready before the rain. And when the rain's here, we're getting the trucks ready for the brush fires.
The National Weather Service is forecasting temperatures into the low 70s by Saturday. For NPR News, I'm Elaine Grant in Concord.
A militant leader from Chechnya is claiming responsibility for the suicide bombings Monday on Moscow's subway system. Doku Umarov is the leader of an Islamic militant group based in Chechnya and rural parts of Russia nearby. The subway attacks on Monday killed at least 39 people and wounded dozens of others. Umarov says he'll order more such attacks in revenge for the murder of Chechen civilians by Russian soldiers. Also today, a suicide bomber killed at least 12 people in the Russian province of Dagestan. They were police officers who had come to investigate an earlier explosion. The Pentagon says a U.S. Navy aircraft crashed in the North Arabian Sea today, and one crew member is still missing. Three others were rescued. The Hawkeye was operating from the USS Eisenhower. The Defense Department says the aircraft had had mechanical problems and says the crash is a mishap. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 17 points at 10,890. The Nasdaq is up 2 points. You're listening to NPR News. Switzerland says it cannot grant a request from a Pakistani government lawyer to reopen a criminal case against Pakistan's president. A Swiss prosecutor says the president of Pakistan has immunity because he's a head of state. Pakistani government attorneys wanted Switzerland to reopen a money laundering case against Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari. He was actually convicted by a Swiss court, but the Pakistani government asked Switzerland to drop the matter. Since then, Pakistan's Supreme Court has yanked political immunity for senior government officials within Pakistan. Researchers have found new evidence that schizophrenia can be caused by poor communication in the brain. NPR's John Hamilton has more.
The evidence comes from mice bred to carry a genetic mutation that's associated with schizophrenia in people. Researchers at Columbia University found these mutant mice had trouble completing a maze that required them to remember which direction they had traveled. That's a task that requires good communication between the hippocampus, which helps us keep our bearings, and the prefrontal cortex, which helps us plan our actions. But in the mutant mice, these two areas didn't exchange much information. Researchers say the findings suggest that a similar communication problem in the brain is what causes schizophrenia in people with this genetic mutation. The research appears in the online edition of the journal Nature. John Hamilton, NPR News.
The government says there was more demand last month for factory-made goods. The Commerce Department says new orders rose 0.6%. The factory orders have increased every month for nearly a year. However, the most recent increase during February is the smallest gain reported since last August. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.